This episode is powered by Hype Girl. You can find them at hypegirl.us. Hype Girl is an amazing company that helps women all over the country locate other women just like them by community events and also finding ways to express your passions out in the world and be more of who you are because the world needs your magic.
Premature population.
It happens. Cheers, bitch.
Cheers.
There's nothing like an ice cold sip of the nectar of the gods.
Facts.
At the end of a long day.
I agree. It always makes my heart happy.
Oh my God. It kind of burns when it goes down the throat, but in a good way. Does that make sense? And you feel the bubbles tickle in your nose?
I mean, I don't know, but I like it. Keep talking.
It's not that kind of podcast, Jenny King.
But it could be.
Welcome to the Do It Ugly Podcast. Here are your hosts, Stacey Lyon and Jenny King.
What are we talking about today?
I don't know. I don't think I can even string a sentence together. I'm so exhausted.
It's one of those things where I think we're at a level of exhaustion where you can't even explain what it is because it's coming at you physically, mentally, and I don't know what other ways it could come, but it's all there.
I don't remember being this tired since I had a newborn. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't remember that day at all, like those days at all. I don't. I was in postpartum, so yeah. I don't remember Sophie's entire first year of life. I don't remember it at all.
Wow.
If it weren't for other people's photos and videos, I wouldn't have even had relevant things to think about or see or know that happened in her first life, air quoting.
Okay, so you know how we talk about field trips? Sorry, this is a total squirrel moment.
I like it. Let's do it.
We need to go to someone that can like hypnotize you and regress you back in your memories.
Oh, Jesus,
and help
no.
Pull those out of your subconscious.
Oh, no, we're
They're
good.
Locked inside you.
Mm-mm. We don't want to do any regression therapy. I am good. We're good. She's good. She's amazing.
You made me do Botox. I feel like you can handle a little regression, hypnotism.
I will do some hypnotism, but if and only if it is for the purpose of helping me not to consume so much food.
Oh, my God.
Or can they hypnotize me to only eat vegetables?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. But you know I was actually hypnotized to quit smoking years and years ago.
No, I did not know this.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe that it worked or if it was just coincidental circumstance because, I don't know, 2 weeks after it happened, I found out I was pregnant with Ben. So,
well,
it was coincidental.
You did quit smoking, so it maybe
I did quit because Mr. Lyon, we were, you know, talking about planning our family, and he's like, I'm not putting a baby in you until you quit smoking. I'm like, okay. So I went, got hypnotized to quit smoking. And apparently it worked, but...
But I think he'd already done the job. He just didn't intentionally do the job.
He didn't. We were just practicing. He didn't know he had done the job. Neither one of us knew.
Fun fact. So we're kind of similar in that way, because I don't know if I told you this story, but when I found out I was pregnant with Sophie, I was 3.5 months pregnant when I found out, and Jay and I had never, ever planned to have children. And when we were at a softball game, because he played for many, many years in adult leagues, and we were at a softball game, and we're standing there, and these like guys on his team are talking about their new babies, and I'm, of course, in my head going, ooh, poop, and baby's gross, because they stink like Cheerios. Like, I thought babies were so gross. Still kind of do if they're not mine. Just kidding. Your babies are precious, ladies. But yeah, no, I never wanted him. So I'm standing there in all my pompous glory being like, ugh, I'll never do that. And I was literally 3.5 months pregnant.
Hypocrite. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. If I had $1 for every pound of crow I've eaten since becoming a mother.
We make plans and God laughs.
Every time. Yeah. What's the thing that you have eaten the most crow on? Like, what's the thing you said as a mom? Like, I'll never do that. And you totally did it.
I don't know, but I know there's a lot of things surrounding... Like how, I don't know, things my parents did. See, I can't even put a thought together. Exhaustion. Things that my parents did and I swore I would never do that when I became a mom.
Like what?
I don't know, Jenny. I'm so tired. I can't think.
Okay, well.
Don't ask me to be smart today.
But you're always smart.
Don't ask me to be smart today,
it's okay.
Jenny.
It's okay. It's okay to take
you
a rest.
Give an example for both of us.
Okay,
and Mike will cut out all of my brain fog.
I think he needs to leave the brain fog in because ladies need to know that they're not the only ones who are on the struggle bus. And I, too, am on the struggle bus. But this one, I can...
Only if you leave in your mouth toot.
I will not burp on the podcast. That's a no.
I thought that was a cute name for it.
No, it's disgusting. Gross.
Mouth toot?
Ew.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like queef.
Okay.
Ugh, gross.
You just went from 0 to 100 right there.
Because it's all so nasty. I feel about that F word the same way I feel about, or not me, but some people feel about the word moist. There are some people.
Okay, why are you saying it right now? I feel like we need to say the M word and Mike needs to bleep it out.
Because then they won't know what we're talking about.
Maybe it needs to come with a warning. Like, ladies, if you don't like the M word,
or the
close your eye, close your ears,
close your eyes,
turn the volume down, close your eyes, close your ears, turn the volume down.
Yes. Okay. So we're all at the point, and ladies, maybe you can relate, where you just feel like if you don't take a vacation, and I know, who knows what a vacation is? I haven't seen one in years, but if we don't take one soon, we're going to just internally combust. Do we have, oh, we have sound effects. Hold on.
We have sound effects?
We do. Hold on.
Mike can add in sound effects. What sound effect did you want?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like the...
Okay. Explosion sound effect, please. You're going to love editing this. I'm so sorry, babe. Maybe we should just start over.
I think I said I'm like 15 times now, and Mike, that was for you. No, but
absolutely.
Seriously,
so, don't!
The example of something that I swore I would never do as a mother, but I 100% did. I have, like, the list is so long. The first one that I can namely think of is putting her on a leash. I was like, I would never do that. That's so lazy. What parent put their kid on a leash? And then when I came to understand crowds, toddlers, how fast they move and how they just like can disappear in less than a breath, I was like, okay, yeah, she's on a leash. So we did that. I said I would never let her have a tablet. She's had multiple. I said I would never let her eat candy or drink soda.
That's just mean.
Well, no, because I really wanted to not like create that foundation of just diabetic.
Right on.
Yeah. And so, and we really did it for a long time. We really did it for a really long time. But our families were like little drug dealers in the corner, and they'd be like around the corner going, come here. And they'd be like, come here. I got a sucker for you. Mommy won't let you have it, but I'll let you have it. And so then over time, it just became this habit, like all of the family members. So there was that. There was also, I said I'd never let her have a TV in her room. She just recently got a TV in her room. Yeah. I mean, the mileage.
I'm like, yeah, these are all good things. And I've done all those. I'm like, guilty, guilty, guilty.
I don't think it's guilt. It's just, I felt like, oh, and the other one was like, I'm going to make her food. Shit, I don't cook for Jay and I. And I thought I was going to make baby food. Like, that was never going to be a thing. Ever.
Yeah. I can't think of anything. I'm sorry. I'm not a good podcast partner today.
Look, the truth is we're never always going to be like the... on point
today. I have to ask the, I don't, I'm like, I'll have to ask the questions, you'll have to answer them.
We can do a Q&A.
Q&A.
I don't mind. But yeah, exhaustion is such a funny thing too, and I feel like no matter how much I sleep, I can't catch up.
I can't even sleep. My insomnia is insane right now. First of all, Mike travels a lot overnight for work, and I'm a big sissy, so I don't sleep when he's gone because I hear every little noise and creak in the house.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I realized the other day, there's a train that goes by at like midnight that we can hear the train whistle.
There is a train.
There's a commercial CSX track that goes.
I didn't know that.
So I didn't sleep at all during the beginning of the week because he was gone. Then Ben decided on, I think it was a Wednesday, he was scared and came in and stayed in bed with me. And he starfish sleeps. Talks in his sleep, does all the irritating things to me.
What is starfish sleeping?
Arms and legs out like this.
Oh.
Like a starfish. What do you call that?
I don't know, but I didn't know it was
you
called
starfish. You know the shape of a starfish?
I do now, but I've never thought of it that way, but okay, I like it. Look, Mike, he's commanding everywhere he goes.
Not that anybody really cares about this, but then Mike finally came home yesterday and then got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom because we're of a certain age that has to happen, and I wanted to commit murder. Like, I love this man with all my being, but I was ready to murder him and take him out and live the rest of my life without him. That's just the way that it went down. 2 a.m. He woke me up. So then, like, slightly after 6, I finally fall back asleep, and the alarm goes off moments later. And here I am, trying to string a thought together.
Well, first of all, I'm such a toddler because when you said that, I'm thinking, and it has to happen at a certain age. I'm like, ooh, what kind of naughty stuff is happening at 2 a.m.? But you're just talking about going to the bathroom, right?
Yeah, that's literally, he got up to pee. That's what I'm talking about at 2 a.m.
What does that have to do with age? I get up to pee all the time. Does that mean I'm old?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it means.
Are you telling me that I'm having a midlife crisis at 41 because I pee in the middle of the night? I'm peeing in the middle of the night.
Not a midlife crisis, but I'm saying, like, welcome to perimenopause.
Then I've been perimenopausal since I was in my 20s.
Okay.
Jesus.
Is your bladder becoming smaller the older you get?
Are we a drug commercial now?
Do you?
Are we a lawsuit commercial for drug side effects? Is that what's happening?
Do you have to cross your legs when you sneeze?
No, but I think that's for motherhood. That's not like, I don't know if that's perimenopausal. I think that's...
When you laugh. When you bend over.
Oh, dear God. You make aging sound so sexy. I'm very excited about it now. That's so exciting.
Oh God, it is not exciting.
But I have such a dirty brain that that's where my head went. I was thinking about lots of naughty things in the...
We haven't gotten up for 2 a.m. not to pee since before we had children.
Come on, let's talk about that for a second.
Let's digress down the rabbit hole.
Let's go down the rabbit hole because one of the...
Do it ugly after dark.
Let's do it. Do it ugly after dark. I like it. It has good ring. So when you're in your 20s mm-hmm. and doing the deed,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely a much different experience than doing the deed as an adult.
For sure.
Doesn't mean that it can't be lots of fun. But it's definitely a different, because I can remember it being in my 20s, being like, we could do this all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are we done yet?
Babe, it's been 3 minutes. Like, let's hurry this along.
Maybe
I got to get to Netflix.
Maybe we're not doing this right. Are we doing it wrong?
I don't know. I feel like when you're young, you have all the time in the world. So you can, I don't know, like... You can do it more than one time. You're not in a hurry to get your 8 hours of sleep. I don't know.
I feel like maybe we
should. It's new and exciting.
Maybe we should start some kind of challenge. Because, you know, sex is still really, really good, even as like a grown adult and a married person. And it can be really special with your partner. I think it is that, though. We're always rushing. And it's always so late at night because mm-hmm. after we put the kiddo down and we've finished all the laundry and the things. And then suddenly it's like, oh, you wanna? I think about that scene. Have you ever seen the movie Date Night? With Steve Carell and Tina Fey.
I feel like I have, but it's not popping to my brain.
I know you have. It's got Mark Wahlberg in it. Okay. And they decide that their life is really boring and they want to go on this date night. They want to mix it up and not go to the standard place where they have dinner.
Okay.
And it's always the same steak and baked potato, right? So they go out and they have this great night. And somehow along the way, it becomes this like night of hijinks and they're running from like these mob guys who are trying to kill them. Do you recall
it? It's coming back to my brain now.
So there's a scene in that movie where Steve Carell's already in the bed and he's in his pajamas and Tina Fey's standing there and she's getting ready to go to bed. And he's like, hey, do you wanna? And so she pulls out this nasty retainer and the spit comes out and she's like, yeah, I guess. And I'm like, I feel like that is the perfect like summation of married sex, or married like romantic life, because it's like, I mean, oh God, at the end of the day, like, do I wanna? Yeah. Does my body and my brain think we can do it? Maybe. We're not Olympians.
Yes, but cheers to all the husbands that see us like that with the spit string retainer
and still want it. Oh, God.
And they're still like, yeah, I'm ready to throw down, even after I just saw that. You know?
Well, that is the beauty of being married. You can look like a homeless gremlin and your husband is still want to fit it in, want to get it in. Like, that is the beauty. Like, when you're young and you're not in a married relationship or a committed relationship, this is not to say I was out there banging like everybody and their brother, but I'm just saying, you know, like when you're young and you're not in the committed relationship, sometimes you do like, oh, I don't know, I don't have a partner. I really wish I had a partner. Married, it's like, yeah, that's my guy. But so I wonder if it might be a great idea to, I don't know, create a little more romance and try to, do you guys do that? Do you schedule it or do you just like?
No, I feel like I'm totally opposite right now where I'm trying to squeeze it in like, okay.
Gosh. We're recording in my office. I'm a lender by day.
This is what happens when we try to record while we're exhausted. Our minds naturally go to Diet Coke in the gutter and here we live.
Do you think they're listening?
I don't know.
But anyway, so back to the topic though, because I'm like.
Dan? Is it Dan?
Dan.
Dan, if you can hear us knock on the wall.
That's great. I love it. No, but truly, I think, first of all.
Wait a minute. You never tried to Netflix and hop on Mr. King at the same time? Like, I'm just saying, you've never watched TV while you're doing it, or he's never watched, like, the football game while you're doing it?
Definitely.
I'm just saying, like, that's one of the joys of married sex, right? Because you're like, I love you. You're my person. Yes, you're attractive. I want to do all the things, babe, but let's just, you know.
It is, but I would like, I know one of the things, like my husband, we did have you ever done the love languages thing? The Five Love Languages by Gary something something.
No.
I'll look it up so we can appropriately credit so they can go find his book. Whoever's listening to our terrible podcast.
I mean,
podcast.
I've heard about it, but I've never... I've never taken the survey.
But we've done it. So his love language is physical touch and quality time.
Okay.
Mine is gifts, of course.
I was going to say, because I'm that's opposite hoback. Of you.
Yeah. No, mine's gifts, not physical touch.
No.
Not quality time. No. It's gifts and something. I forgot what the other one is. But
probably words.
Oh, yeah. Words of affirmation. That's what it is.
There you go.
Apparently, I'm a vain loser. I don't think so. I don't know. But anyway, so...
Actually, I feel validated that I know your love language. Sorry.
Thank you.
I feel a little bit like a bestie. Like, I should know that, of course, in a non-sexual way, but I should know that about you.
That's the same. Okay, so let's see if I get yours right. I'm going to guess that yours is words of affirmation.
Yes.
And quality time.
No.
No.
Touch.
It is touch.
Touch.
Interesting.
Does that mean Jay and I are the same?
Yeah, it does.
That's weird. And you and Mike are the same.
Interesting. Dun, dun, dun. Now it makes sense.
What's the, what are all five, by the way? What's the one we missed? What's the fifth one?
I don't know. I have to look it up. Should we give our audience some music?
Da, 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 da.
Oh, God, that's awful. I'm really sorry, guys.
What is happening right now?
Is that my phone? Yeah, oh, sorry, my phone just started playing
I loved
music.
It. I was like, first of all, how strange that you and I started singing the same song at the same time. I mean, I know it's the Jeopardy theme song, but still.
What
are you listening to? Is that your porn?
I'm not listening to anything. You think I have porn that talks about flat Earth?
I can't hear what it's saying.
I don't have any idea what that is. Oh, I know what it is. So my husband and I communicate throughout the day through TikToks and memes.
Okay, weirdo.
Which is why... When I'm like looking for you, I send you 1,000 memes being like, where are you, bitch? Like, hello, right. Are you there?
My customers really love that, by the way.
I know they do.
When I'm in the middle of a PowerPoint presentation and on the screen pops up, bitch, where are you?
Well,
they love that. They really do.
Well, you need to send me a memo that says, hey, I'm in something.
Do not disturb.
Yeah, do not disturb mode, bitch. Let me know. Okay, so no, the five love languages are as follows. Love one is words of affirmation. Two is acts of service. Three is gifts. Four is quality time. Five is physical touch.
There you go. Acts of service is the one we were missing.
Yeah, acts of service. But yeah, we're so different in that way. So I know that his love language is wanting more concentrated time. And so I am trying to do a better job of making sure that we have time together and really being present. But we had started doing a date night.
Yeah.
We have not kept to it because Sophie's softball scheduled now. Comes on our date night. So we're having to reinvent how we're going to do this date night. But it's been fun. And I think the whole purpose of where we were was just talking about how different things are when you're in your 20s and in your adult married life. I'm in my 40s now and you're in your... 39s. Okay. Forever and holding. Got it.
50s.
I would never out you.
50s.
Yeah. But yeah, so just thinking about how it's so different. And it's kind of cool. To have that person that you know you can now reinvent the world with and you don't have to do it on your own. That's kind of cool.
Yes. And I'm going to go not so deep. You know what's super cool? Do you have the conversation? What do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want?
Oh, God, the bane of my existence, that damn conversation. Right.
But I have found that now when it comes to what do you want to eat, my husband can read my mind. Is that not insane?
That is insane.
Like, I'll be thinking of something, but I'll still play the, I don't know, what do you want game?
Ugh, the worst.
Because I try, like, okay, my husband is incredible. I always say it takes a strong man to love a strong woman.
Facts.
99% of the time, he just is go with the flow, and I don't care whatever you want. So I try to look for little opportunities to let him, you know, have a choice, right? To say, yeah. Well, what do you want? That way I can try to be respectful and... Anyway, he doesn't ever tell me what he wants.
Oh.
So I'll like think of something, but now he'll be like, oh, I know what you're thinking. Chicken, you want burgers, you want whatever. And I'm like, yes. It's amazing.
I love that. That's a talent. That's a real talent. Jay doesn't have that talent.
I'm just saying that's one of my favorite things right now in our relationship is he's finally, after all these years, figured out how to read my mind when it comes to food. Nothing else, mind you. Nothing else. But with that. It's baby steps, right?
It's a gift.
It's been, gosh, how long have I known you, babe? I can't even remember anymore. I got to do some math. Hold on, please. 27 years.
Ooh. Just a little while.
Just a little while.
Just a little while. But I like it. I like that he has that talent. Jay does not have that talent, but not because he doesn't know what I like to eat, but because we literally eat out 99% of the time.
Same.
And so it's hard to predict because we do eat out a lot, but it's never the same thing. Same places, but it's not like on Monday night we do this, Tuesday. So he would have no way of predicting. Oh, that might be our guest. Hi, do we have a guest?
Yes.
Oh, she's early. Okay, perfect. We were just talking about... so this podcast covers a lot of different things.
Let's start off with that.
We were just talking about sex with our husbands. Yep. Let's just put it out there. Hey, ladies, this is Stacey Lyon, one of your hosts for the Do It Ugly podcast. Stay tuned for episode 6, where our absolutely fabulous guest is Jennifer Hotai from Clover Animation. Thanks again for joining us on our exhaustion episode. I'm going to take a nap. Bye-bye, or should I say, night-night.